Hey everyone, welcome back to PS I'm Single. It's your girl Trish. Today's episode is Famously Single. Yes, we're doing another Famously Single episode, but this is the male version. Hey Larry.
Show you right.
Ooh. All right, so Larry, what is your current career?
Current career, I am a news anchor for the number one all news station in America.
Yes. Yes. Amazing.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, so Larry, we're going to get into a little bit of your business today.
Okay.
I'm going to try not to pry too much.
Okay.
But I'm going to pry as much as I can.
Do I need to call my agent to get this thing vetted out first,
Trish? You know what? No.
Okay.
It's not that kind of show.
All right.
All right, so Larry, how long have you been single?
Let's see. They signed the armistice back in...
Excuse me.
No, it's not that long ago. No, it's been 11 years now.
11 years?
It's been 11 years, yeah, since my divorce. Married only once, divorced only once.
Okay.
Yeah.
So ever since then, you've just been...
Yeah, just... Why'd you have to say it like that? Ever since then, you've just been...
Wait, no, you...
For those of you who can't see this, she looked at me with a disgusting, like... Mm.
I would never...
You're wrong, and you know you're wrong.
I would never. So is it by choice, or is it that you just can't find someone you really like?
I think my guard has been up.
Okay.
Only because of my last relationship, my marriage. I was married for 20 years.
Ooh.
Yeah. Well, married for 18 years.
Okay.
But we had been together, you know, even before then, a few years.
Right.
And it was just bad because I never thought of myself being that guy in my family. Not of the guys in my family. And I come from a huge family, nine brothers and sisters.
Oh.
Nobody ever got divorced. Mm. So I didn't want to be that guy.
Were you the first one?
I was the first. And it felt just terrible. I was like, oh, come on. This is nasty.
Oh, man.
And it broke my heart. And I just decided, you know what? Hey, I just put my guard up. My guard has been up for 10, 11 years now and just now started to come down.
Okay, so now you're dating now.
Yeah, well, I've been dating all along, but nothing serious and nothing that would lead anybody to feel like, oh, you owe me something, and oh, we need to get married and have kids and get a little white picket fence and all that other business.
So they already know from the beginning, like...
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, I make it clear. I make it absolutely clear.
Do you... All right, so when you meet someone, right, mm-hmm. do you tell them right away what you do? Like, I'm a public figure.
No, I try not to because I don't want them to like me because of the guy who's on the radio.
True.
And a couple million listeners or whatever.
Yeah.
I just want them to like me.
That so humbly.
Yeah.
A couple million listeners.
Well, it to be exact, if we want to get exact, 10 million people to...
No, yes, Larry.
But I don't dangle that out there.
Okay.
They kind of know because I did television for a number of years also.
Right, in Dallas, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Well, nationwide. I was a correspondent for a certain network.
Right.
I don't know if I should mention
their
name.
We won't mention it.
Yeah. But in any event, you know, people knew me from television and, you know, it's like, oh, wait a minute, aren't you blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And then they hear the voice and people tell me I have this very distinct voice.
You do.
You know, that people recognize, you know, even though I'm not on camera, you know, anymore or whatever. And they think, gosh, you have a voice for radio. and then you get that patronizing and he speaks so well. I'm like, okay, whatever.
All right. So do you gravitate more towards someone who's like on the same level as you in terms of career wise? Or are you like, if I meet you and I like you, whatever, we can date? Like, you don't care what the person does for a living.
I do care, and this is the reason why. There are people out there, and this is just my guard going up. I've been doing this for 40 years.
Right.
Who will try to get into your space.
Right.
For no other reason except to say, hey, I know him. I got him.
True.
You know, and I'll be real. Let's keep it real. We can keep it real on the show, right?
That's what the show is about.
And I slept with him. And I'm not trying to go there. I'm not trying to be that guy. I don't provide a service. I'm
right.
not a, you know, none of that, you know. And so for that reason, you know, I just feel sometimes like, okay, I need to stay. Not that I practice classism, but I do want someone with class. And if that means somebody who is on my level.
Right.
And we're not talking salary. We're not talking anything like that or whatever.
Right.
But just generally speaking, somebody who is on the same wavelength.
Correct.
That I am. That's kind of what, you know, I kind of move towards.
I call it staying in your lane.
Yeah. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But I get a lot of shit for that.
Really?
Yeah. Like, people think I'm bougie or like I'm uppity or whatever, but I'm looking for a guy that has what I have.
Okay.
Is that wrong?
You're looking for a guy who has braids?
No.
What?
Larry, no. First of all, if you are over the age of 20, you should not be rocking braids. That's okay. One. Two, I just mean in terms of, you know, like me having a career, me having my own place. Mm-hmm. I have a vehicle. Like, yeah. I kind of want somebody on
who,
the same.
Who has something, who wants something.
Right.
And I put it out there. Somebody who has something and wants something.
Right.
You know, or otherwise, you know, there's an imbalance there. There's an imbalance.
Correct.
And that's not a good thing.
No, because then it's like, you're trying to validate this person, or this person is trying so hard to validate you. It's mm-hmm. like, doesn't work.
Yeah.
So what dating methods are you using? Are you online?
No.
Okay.
No dating services, no apps or anything like that. I have come within a coat of paint, you know, of reaching and hitting that button to say, yes, I'm in. It's just something about that.
Listen.
And it makes me nervous. Part of it is because of what I do for a living. I don't want my name to pop up.
Right.
And come across as, oh, goodness, he's desperate. You know, what is this guy? He's desperate. This guy is doing well and got a great career and blah, blah, blah. And he's desperate. Can't find a woman.
Oh,
he needs
no.
to go on an electronic dating site and blah, blah, blah.
Oh, no.
And for that reason, I've not gotten out there. And the other part, too, is kind of a privacy thing. I really don't want anybody to know how tall I am, even though I'm 6'3". Shut up. And although I'm 28, shut up again.
Oh, okay. All right.
I just don't want that privacy out there. It's a privacy concern that I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
To me, it's like a safety thing. Like, I feel like I am super afraid to meet these people in person because it's like behind mm-hmm. a computer. Or, you know, an app on your phone, you could be anybody. You
yeah.
could have stole that picture from someone else's page or from Google, whatever. Yeah. And I'm speaking to you thinking you're this person and I meet you and you're someone completely different.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's more of a safety aspect for me.
Yeah, it's and for me, too. I mean, I do have to protect me.
Right.
I know when I'm out, I don't vacation that often in the States, unless
okay.
I'm with family. But even when I'm out of the country, which is where I like to, you know, that's my playground, the Caribbean and places like that. If one of my friends is with me, or if I tend to take, because I'm not married, I don't have a, you know, permanent girlfriend or anything, every now and then I'll let a nephew,
okay.
you know, who's about, you know, a little younger than me, or my son. You know, I love my children. I have two sons. One of them will tag along.
Okay.
And they know that if someone makes an approach that doesn't look right, if we're out, and I don't do clubs and all of that stuff either.
Yeah.
But if we're out on a vacation and I'm drinking or something like that, maybe
right.
one or two drinks, and somebody, you know,
times
gets
three.
Into the, yeah, and all of this and that, they know that if some stuff starts to jump off, they're getting me out of that
right,
club.
Right, it's time to go.
So I surround myself with people like that. Even if I'm stateside and I just happen to be in a jazz club or in a restaurant and somebody starts cussing or fighting or whatever, they know we need to get Uncle Larry out of here because this is his career on the line and he doesn't need his name in the, you know, the front page of the newspaper or some crazy crap going on.
Right.
You know, so with that said, you know, the folks that are in my circle, they know, they protect me. And truth be told, my son once said, Pop, it's not that I'm trying to protect you so much. I'm trying to protect my inheritance. I'm like, Jermaine, you know you're wrong.
He's trying to make sure he get that cash.
I know. I'm protecting my inheritance. I don't want anybody to screw you up and you get kicked out and fired or whatever and we got no money.
Right. I know that's right.
I'm like, oh, my gosh. This is a kid, mind you. And, yeah, I'm going to put him on blast. I hope he's listening.
You really put him on blast.
I'll go to take my physical every year.
Right.
And the doctor, you know, will say, oh, you look good. You're in great shape. All your blood tests and everything. Jermaine will go, damn. In his Florida Evans voice, can't get the insurance money yet. Oh, well, got to keep working. Y'all some cold people, my sons.
Oh,
you know.
No.
But anyway, I veered off topic, but yeah.
So when you go out, because I know you're a public figure, you go out to, you know, events and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Do you meet people at the events or when you go to work things, is it strictly work?
No, when I go to work things, it's strictly play.
Oh, well, all right.
You know, and when we're talking about play, I mean, I go to enjoy myself. It's
right.
It's my chance to get out. typically, if I'm at an event or a function, I'm usually part of that function.
Right.
Like if the New York Chamber invites me to something, it's one time I was invited and I was, you know, they gave me the key to the city. They honored me for, you know, my work in broadcasting or whatever. And I meet people. Or if I'm at an NYABJ event or some jazz event or some type of a speaker's event or plenary session or something like that, I'm usually in it. I'm usually on the dais and meet a lot of people that way. And a lot of colleagues that I know, and they bring their friends or whatever too.
Okay.
Yeah.
To introduce them to Larry.
Mm-hmm.
So what's your idea of a good date?
Honestly, a person who doesn't give a damn who I am. It's like, oh, girl, he's cute. You know, he's fine.
Right.
You know, just somebody who's just fun. No drama. No, you know, no tricks. Wait a minute.
You said no tricks.
I'm asking all of this. And you're asking all of this. Are you setting me up for a date? Who we know?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Just checking. Okay, I was going to talk in
Well, maybe one of the listeners might be.
I was going to talk in my lovely voice there for a minute. Mm-hmm. Show you right. Show you right.
Just in case she's listening.
Mm-hmm. What you doing Tuesday, girl? I was in Canada once.
Okay.
And ran into a place called the Prenup Cafe.
Uh-huh.
Seriously. And I stood and took a picture in front of it. And it is actually that. You go into that cafe to say, hey, girl, what you doing next Tuesday? You know, if you're free, let's meet up, you know, a little church down the street. And I'd always joke that I carried a blank marriage license around in my pocket just in case I run up on somebody.
Right.
And someone picked up on that and thought I was serious.
What?
And I was getting calls and notes from people going, I'm free. I'm not free Tuesday, but Wednesday, you know, I can get somebody to keep my kid and we can hang out or whatever.
Oh,
I'm like,
no,
I was only kidding. I was only kidding. But I like someone who is freestyle, who is just, you know, a free spirit,
okay,
who knows what she wants, who is a professional, who has an amazing laugh.
Okay.
Because I like to laugh and I'm goofy. I mean, the business that I'm in is very, very serious.
Right.
So when I'm out on a date or if I'm out with somebody or whatever, I just like to laugh. I'm not a heavy drinker. I'm one of those weak spots where if you give me two bottles of Heineken beer, that's it.
It's
over.
Your cheat date?
I'm done. Yeah.
Oh, I'm an expensive date.
I'm done. Well, I'll let you pay for the drink. I'll pay for the food. You pay for the alcohol.
All right.
Speaking of which, you asked me what type of person I like.
Yes.
Let me tell you what I don't like.
What don't you? Uh-oh.
Okay.
How long is this list?
So, it's not that long, but I'm going to tell you about an experience I had.
I want to hear experiences,
okay.
Good, bad, ugly.
So, a sister calls me up and says, hey, I'm in town. You know, I'm visiting a friend on Long Island. I'm coming over to the city. Let's do brunch.
Okay.
I said, okay, well, cool. So she invited me to brunch.
Okay.
And we went to a very nice little place over on West 3rd Street here in the city. So I get there and the people go, oh, Larry Mullins, you know, we'll give you the best table we got in the house.
Wow.
Because you get that. I'm like, okay, whatever. I'm not that deep, please. So anyway, I'm waiting for 45 minutes.
For the table?
And waiting for her. And that drives me nuts because keeping in mind now what I do for a living, I live by the second hand on the clock. When
correct.
When it hits six,
it's time to go.
Good evening. I'm Larry Mullins. Here's what's happening.
Right.
Okay. The problem with that is she shows up 45 minutes late and I'm thinking, okay, I'm cool. But the people at the restaurant are going, Mr. Mullins, that's the prime table. That's by the window. Mm-hmm. People trying to get in. Blah,
right.
Blah, blah. What you going to do? You know, why don't you just sit there and then we'll just wait on her. So she shows up 45 minutes late. And I didn't get, oh, sorry, I'm late. I had a problem parking, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, nothing. She just sat down. Yeah, and it was just all smiley smile. And that's cool. I mean, I'm not, okay, Larry, get over it. Okay, she's late. Not a problem. Let's
not
keep
45
going.
45 minutes.
Yeah, well. So we sit down. We eat. Nice conversation. You know, the bill comes. And I'm a gentleman. I'm like, okay, first date, I don't care about that. First, second, third, I don't care.
Okay.
You know, I'll pay for the dinner and it's fine. Only thing, though, she ordered everything on the menu.
All right, I got to go.
And I'm like, okay. But that's okay. And when people get like that, I begin to think, okay, I'm a gentleman and you know I'm going to pay for this and I'm capable. But you kind of, you know, you're going out there. Two or three drinks, you know, to my bottle of Heineken, you know. So I'm like, okay, fine. So I left it at that. You know, a little peck on the cheek. See you later. Take care. Nice to meet you. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
A few months later, I get a call from said female again. I'd really like that place. Let's meet up there again for a Sunday brunch. I'm like, okay. What the hell? Larry, get over it. Ain't no big deal. I show up once again. Sister Girl is now an hour late.
I have a question.
And no, let me finish.
All right, go ahead.
An hour late. And she walks in and sits down and once again doesn't say anything. She did mention, well, okay, the parking was kind of crazy and I had to do something, but that's okay. How you been? How you doing? We chit-chatted. We had, you know, a nice little conversation. And it's always a good conversation because I'm bubbly, she's bubbly, we're crazy, whatever.
Okay.
But then, again, she ordered everything on the menu. But this is the hook. I'm thinking, okay, you've invited me twice. Are you going to pick up the tab?
Right.
And you're going to freak out when I tell you what her profession is. So in any event, she eats. And then just as the guy is asking, are you guys done? You're going to wrap up? She says, oh, no. She says, this is so, so good. I want to take some home.
Oh, okay.
So she orders again from the menu a full complement meal to take home with her.
Oh, okay.
And I'm thinking, well, okay. Well, this is cool. I mean, you know, I figured she invited me this time and she's ordering extra and blah, blah, blah. Dude showed up at the table with the bill and put it on the table. She didn't reach for it.
Of course not.
You know, it just sat there for about a good 5 minutes or so. So I start to reach thinking she's going to go, oh, no, I got this since, you know, I'm ordering extra. She didn't say a word. She says, I'm going to run to the restroom and powder my nose. I'll be right back. So I'm taking this bill and I'm looking at it. And I'm like, okay. And mind you, again, this girl ordered a whole bunch of drinks and all of this and that. And I'm looking at her and I'm thinking, this isn't real. I'm looking around for cameras now, right? Because I got buddies, you know, I've produced television shows, you know, in my former life. I've been punked. I'm looking around. Yeah, that camera, they're going to jump out any minute now. And nobody ever jumped out.
Of course not.
Nobody ever jumped
out. She jumped out the bathroom.
Yeah. She jumped out the bathroom. And I vowed, you will never get another date with me. Not that I don't think I'm all this or whatever.
Right.
But it's like, no, that's not, it just wasn't very classy. Are you ready for this? Girlfriend is a doctor.
Excuse me?
So she could afford it. Girlfriend's a doctor.
And she couldn't pay for her own to-go plate?
At least that, you know.
Right.
You know, and it bummed me out. And I thought, you know what? This is why I'm not married.
Okay.
And I know all women aren't like that, but it just turned me off so bad.
And I can see how. First of all, you made me wait 45 minutes to an hour both times. It's like, okay, so my time is not precious?
Mm-hmm.
That's one. Two, okay, the first outing, yeah, it's traditional for the male to pay.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah.
But the second time around, you order multiple drinks and a to-go plate?
Mm-hmm. Excuse me, a to-go meal.
Oh, meal, not a plate. It's a whole meal.
Uh-huh.
It's like, be a little conservative. If I'm going out with someone and they're paying for it, I'm conservative. I'm not going to go crazy with drinks and to-go meals and everything. You know, you want to be conservative.
Mm-hmm.
She was trying to take advantage.
Yeah. And she shouldn't have had to didn't need to, at least, because I actually liked her. But
she blew it.
I'm the one, I guess, if you want to call it that, I'm the one who got away, because it's like, no, we're not going to do this.
Like, it's not that kind of party.
Yeah, we're not going to do this. You know, at least show up on time. That turned me off. And then the meal thing. And again, I'm not cheap. I mean, I'll take a friend on vacation, first class round trip to wherever.
Hi, you am know? I a friend?
You know, and it's of no consequence at all to me, you
right.
know. But it's like, don't take advantage of me. Don't do me like that.
She was definitely taking advantage.
Yeah. So with that said.
No more dates for her?
No. She can't even call me.
So y'all don't even speak at all? You don't communicate at all?
Only because she doesn't call me and I have no reason to call her.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not like, I ain't speaking to you. I'm through with you. And truth be told, I didn't say anything to her about it because I thought, as a gentleman still, that would be tacky for me to say, you know what? I think that was wrong that you did that.
Right.
I'd rather just say to myself, okay, Larry, you live and you learn. And it's done.
Noted.
And I'm done.
And it's not going to happen again.
Yeah. And it's done. We'll speak. She called. I'll say hi. But, you know, if there's a meal invitation in it or whatever, I don't want to do that unless I make it absolutely clear. Okay, you're inviting me.
Right.
Okay. And I didn't get paid this week. So, you know, and I'm leaving my wallet at home. And I'm walking there.
Like, I got to tell you all of that.
Uh-huh.
So is that a thing? Like, if a female invites you out, do you expect her to pay?
I expect her to be cordial. She doesn't necessarily have to pay.
Okay.
If she invites me out, that's not saying, Larry, I want to take you out and I'm going to pay for it, because then that makes me a service.
Okay.
You know, but if she chooses to pay, that's okay with me. But if she chooses not, I'm a gentleman. Chivalry is not dead with me.
Okay.
And I don't care. You know, I mean, I feel no meal is that expensive that a brother can't pay on the first date. Now, if she invites me again and again and again, I'm like, okay, you're inviting me.
Right. At what point are you going to pay?
Yeah. You know, don't, you know, but there's a first time, you know, there's always a first time, you okay. know, for that purpose. So, you
what's
know.
Another bad date that you've had?
Another bad date?
Like a bad date. Like she showed up, her wig was leaning, like.
Oh my goodness. Broke down, huh?
But the profession you're in, I kind of feel like you probably meet women like that are like up there.
Yeah, I do, but as I just explained to you,
yeah.
even women that are quote unquote up there by your definition, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
You still know? Got people out here trying to get free meals. She a doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
You know, and it's just crazy. But another crazy date, something that just totally turned me off is, I think once I was invited, you know, with a friend.
Okay.
You know, to double date, which is something I just won't do because it's like, you don't know my taste and I don't want to.
Was this a blind date?
This was a semi-blind date.
Okay. He said semi-blind.
Yeah, semi-blind.
You was squinting with one eye.
Yeah, I had one eye open.
Okay.
Yeah. And showed up and his date was great.
Okay.
Wonderful personality. And my date was great.
Okay.
Wonderful personality until she had, I think, 1.2 ounces of wine. And for me, again, because of what I do, and that's unfortunate that I have to tie it to that.
Right.
Because I do have an image I have to protect. This is these people pay me to be on that radio, to be on
right.
television.
Yeah.
And I can't be all crazy, you know, and the people who with me can't be all crazied out.
Right.
She was all crazied out. You know, she was all crazy.
After
out.
A little sip?
After a little sip.
Sound like producer Naisha.
Is that it?
Oh. She'd take one Ooh. Little sip and that's it.
Ooh. But it's like, just started getting loud in the restaurant and people were looking, you know, and the thing about it is, prior to the loud, you know, and all of this, there were these niceties, you know, even the chef came over, hey, Larry Mullins, how you doing? And blah, 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 you know, and people in the restaurant stopped by and, hey, how you doing? And can I take a picture of you with my blah, 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 blah. I'm
right.
like, okay, that's cool. Now they see the person that's with me going nuts.
Oh, gosh.
And I can't find nowhere to hide.
Oh, gosh.
Because I'm sitting near the fireplace, so the light is on me.
Oh, God.
In the first place.
In the heat.
In the heat, you know. And it was just bad. And I told my buddy, I said, you know what? Because he was complaining that he had a headache.
Okay.
And I don't know what that was from. I don't know if from listening to her carry on or he was stressing out because he was like, okay, I need to move you out of this so
right.
you don't look bad.
Yeah.
And all. But beyond that, because he set me up with that.
I'd have blamed him.
I told him point blank, you know what? As soon as we get out of here, you won't have to worry about this headache anymore because I'm going to knock your doggone head off. For setting me up with this food.
I'm going to knock the headache out.
No, I'm gonna knock his whole head off.
Oh, okay.
You don't have to worry about it
what?
At all. But we're still friends to this day. Brian, love you, bro.
Uh-oh.
You know, so anyway.
Brian, I love you, too. If you could set me up, it would be great.
Mm-hmm.
I be trying to get my friends to set me up, but you know what I get? I get the, Trish, you don't want my friends. My friends are, like, no good. They dogs. They this. They you too good for these.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, I need love, too.
Mm. Not from a dog, though.
Not from a dog.
It's good that they're telling you that, though, up
yeah.
front. I think they're doing it as maybe a disclaimer, just in case you do.
Right.
You know, light into somebody and start itching from a flea or two. They can say, well, girl, I told you so.
I told you
so.
I was going to catch fleas.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I'm a little afraid of the whole online dating thing.
Yeah.
So what we're doing this summer is we're doing more outings, like happy hours and stuff to see mm-hmm. if we can meet people. But what's the vibe I'm supposed to give off? Like, say you go out for a drink or dinner or you're in a jazz club, right? You come across a nice young lady. What's the vibe she has to give off for you to feel like it's okay for you to approach her?
Just smile and say hi.
That's it?
Yeah, just smile and say hi. Just be yourself.
See, but in my head, I'm smiling, but on the surface.
Oh, you'd be surprised. The sisters who don't smile and they look at you like, you know, And this is the funny thing. I've run across people who, thank goodness, they have no clue who I am. And I like it just like that.
Right.
But there's this attitude, the nose is up in the air. It's like, you're lucky to be in my presence. You're lucky to sit next to me at the bar.
No, with the stank face
and that whole nine yards. And I'm sitting there and I'm like, okay, well, you know, and it inhibits me. It makes me now not want to say hi,
right,
out of a concern, because I'm still a guy.
Right.
I don't want to say hi and you not speak back. And we're supposed to be having a good time here. Besides that, I don't do clubs anyway. But even in sophisticated jazz rooms where the clientele is a little bit, you know, higher, I guess. The ticket costs more to get in or whatever the case may be, VIP and all of that. You know, there's this attitude thing. And I have no use for that. I have no use for that. And the thing about it is, it's so funny. While I'm getting stank face from Miss Stank Face,
okay,
others now, after the fact, come over and go, aren't you so-and-so-and-so? And, oh, goodness, how are you? I saw you the other day taking pictures with DJ Beverly Bond from Black Girls Rock, and I saw you interviewing Ruby Dee, and I saw you with, you know, Harry Belafonte, and blah, 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 blah.
Then
Miss Stank Face is like, oh, hey, girl, how you doing? Okay. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And you know what I say? Bye, girl. Okay.
I gotta go.
Got to run. Holla, deuce.
Uh-oh. I don't feel like I'm giving stink face. Producer, do I give stink face? I don't think. Listen, in my head, I think I'm smiling and I'm pleasant.
You do smile. Every time I see you, you're smiling. And I always think when you're smiling, because some of your staff is like that too.
Okay.
I'm thinking, these people must be up to something. Why are they always smiling? And it's always this smile, like a little brother smiles when you go and, fart on your toothbrush or whatever, something crazy. Can I say that on your show?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. So it's like, what are you smiling about?
I think I am smiling when I'm out. I don't think I'm giving the stink face.
I've never been out and about with you.
Right.
So I wouldn't know. So I'll take the producer's word for it.
I got to work on that. I'm working on it. I'm working on me.
Mm-hmm.
So I could get married.
Oh, okay.
Would you get married again?
I would like to at some point.
Okay.
It's not on the bucket list anymore because I've done it already. And I don't ever want to go through it like that again. I would like to do that again. That would be great. But it'll be the real deal. Holyfield.
That's it.
Because I won't go through this again. No, it tore my heart apart.
Oh, man.
You know, to do that. Yeah. Yeah, so I don't ever want to go through that again. I'm just now, within the last 3 years, coming out of that funk because marriage meant so much to me, the institution of marriage.
Right.
It was so steeped in me that this is the one for life. It lasted 18 years.
That's a long time.
Yeah, you know, and now, poof, it's gone. It's I know that I gave everything. I won't get into that aspect of my life, but
right.
If she's listening now.
Now don't get me beat up.
Get your cut.
Go outside like you, Trish. Right there.
Cut with the rusty knife. Give you the lockjaw and leave a scar.
Oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm happy to hear that you're still open to marriage because I have had a guest who, Tommy, people have told me that he seems very disgruntled and very bitter.
Yeah.
Speaking about his marriage and his divorce. And
yeah. I mean, you get that. You know, you feel that. I felt like, gosh, I'll never, ever do this again.
Wow.
I'll never, ever, ever do this again. Yeah. I'll never date again. Ever.
He said he's not getting married. Not never.
How long has he been divorced?
Officially?
Yeah.
0 days and 0 hours.
Oh, he ain't divorced yet. Oh, hell.
Allegedly.
Oh, whatever.
I don't need nobody getting in trouble. Allegedly.
Whatever.
He's been separated for years now. Probably like 10 years.
If they're still linked and it's just a separation, they still married and he's still getting that stank face and she's still getting that stank face from him. So,
yeah.
Hey, until there's a big D on a piece of paper with a judge that stamps done.
It's not official.
It's not done yet. Yeah.
It's
not done yet.
Thanks, Larry, for coming. I really appreciate it.
Well, you're very welcome. I will be filing for unemployment.
No, you won't. Was it that bad? Was it that bad?
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't.
You were very, very easy on me. Thank you so much.
And I'm always easy.
It's a pleasure. Well, don't say it like that, girl.
Yeah, no, maybe I should say that because maybe I get somebody sliding into the DMs.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-mm-mm.
If you're listening.
See, this is the family hour. This is where I step out.
Uh-oh.
Because girly about to get nasty and turn this little site into bootybuttnasty.com.
No, that is not the name of the show. But thanks for coming. I really appreciate you sharing your stories.
You're welcome so much. Thank you for allowing me to share. And everybody, take care. Larry is out.
All right, Larry. The takeaway for this episode is, what would you want to know about your favorite celebrities' dating life? What questions would you ask them? Write to me and let me know.